Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bill the producer with us today. Very special day for him. Because I brought, I came bearing gifts.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
To the studio.
It is
today.
A special day for me because of you.
Well, yeah. Well, even more special than usual.
Yes.
Usually it's just my presence is enough to bring a smile to Bill, the producer's face.
That's something like that.
It's a smile, more like a laughing at kind of thing, maybe.
You know what? And this is something which a lot of people don't know. We've been doing this show together for years, and what, 40 years now? 45 years?
It feels like it.
And really, there are very few people that make me feel better about myself than my weekly visits with Greg the Dive Master.
Yes. I'm
employed and a lot of things going on in my life, and I look at Greg and I say, his job is 2 hours a week on Saturday afternoon talking about diving. And it just makes me feel better. It really does.
Really?
Yeah, and then you start talking about all the places you're going, and I start feeling like a steaming pile of, you know.
Greg's presence always make me feel really good.
Jimmy the helper boy, while I'm here to please.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's presence with a T, Greg.
Yeah, you get presence with a T usually. I get presence with an N-S-E.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
as long as it's something.
Yes, that's what it is.
And today...
You gave me a hat 4 months ago. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. But I actually came bearing gifts for those of you who've been following along at home, the Scuba Radio board game.
Wait
you
a
know,
second. The card doesn't even... That's not even my name.
Oh, that doesn't matter. It was half price. What do you want?
Okay.
He stole it from a baby shower.
But for those of you following the Scuba Radio board game along at home, we're about to increase our listenership by one.
That's likely.
Well,
so you're doubling the listenership, huh?
Bill is procreated.
Once again. Once again, we saw how well that worked last time with Eric, so I've done it again.
Yeah. As like, okay, surely if he does it enough times, he'll get it right eventually.
That's the plan.
That's what he said last week.
Yes.
So it could happen any time. We could literally be on the air today.
It could happen. The
and
phone's
Bill
right here.
May have to take a leave of absence to, you know, to
I have very important
handle
jobs.
His other host, his right. other radio show host.
Yes.
The other person that he answers to in his life.
My boss?
Yeah.
Yes.
His wife, his better half, Sean the call
She's
girl.
Really more of a better three quarters, I'll be honest.
Yeah. So Bill, you see there's a big package there.
Yes.
That one's obviously not for you.
Right,
you get the small one.
That's
so
just a baby gift.
That's just the that's the baby gift. Yeah, it's from me and the family here.
So,
Now, this is a little gift that I wanted to make sure you would have for the little one. When,
half of the weight of this is tape.
Oh, there! Look at Bill with a small package.
Don't judge. Don't judge the package. Just enjoy it.
It is
underwear.
A baby onesie with a Scuba Radio logo.
It's
this
baby's,
is fantastic.
Cool. It's baby's first Scuba Radio T-shirt.
Very, very nice. That is fantastic.
Now your kid doesn't have to come into the world and be naked.
That is nice.
That was the whole
this
goal.
This is a really nice one, too. This is a nice onesie. It's got a snap in case its head is
Don't
gigantic.
Don't put that on.
That's nice.
Then, well, you won't fit. That won't fit around your head, Bill.
That's not the part of my body I was planning on putting it on.
Okay. But yeah, so your kid.
That is super cool. Hand embroidery, too. That's nice. That's nice stitching there, Greg.
Thank you.
I like what you've done here.
Yes. So there you go. So we got Bill's new edition, which could happen anytime. If we have to just turn off the microphones about halfway through the show today, you'll know it's because Bill was called to the emergency room.
I will let you know, though, that...
I just annoyed him to the point...
I may use that as an excuse now for the next 3 weeks. False alarm. Who knew?
Yeah. But congratulations, Bill.
Why,
early.
Thank you very much.
I just wanted to give it to you early, and obviously the other president... Wait till the...
You know, you could have given it to me while we were together on that liveaboard that you're going on next week.
I could, but the fact, it wouldn't fit in the overhead bin.
And this would not fit in the overhead bin?
Yeah.
This is a baby's onesie. This could fit in my pocket.
But I was going to put it in a big box to kind of throw you off.
Ah, that would be smart.
Yeah. And that and the simple fact that you weren't going to be on it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's why, because you got to watch things back at home.
I cannot imagine that I would have gotten authorization from the proper channels to be on a liveaboard dive trip with wild dolphins.
We could have made it a water birth with wild dolphins in the Bahamas.
I'll fill in for Bill. I'll wear that hoodie that's three sizes too small. It makes me look like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. And if it's any consolation, I could take the baby shirt there and put it on Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, which she would
might
probably
fit.
Hey.
Might fit. Maybe a little tight in the crotchal region.
Whoa! But... Hello.
Just saying. Well, it's cut a little bit low for her.
Nah.
She likes things cut a little bit higher.
You just bunch it all up, it'll look like a Brazilian bikini. Brazilian cut.
Actually, you bunch it all up, it's going to look like a Brazilian skirt.
Very nice. All right, yeah. So Bill brings up the fact that we are about to embark on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. A week from today, we will be on the Caribbean Explorer 2, boarding in Freeport, Bahamas. So we'll have a special show to air next Saturday, and then 2 weeks from today, a broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2, thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. And we'll have Eric Douglas on from Divers Alert Network. We'll have Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model, and her helper boy, Jimmy, who's with me today to prepare and get the proper, instructions.
I've already begun the medication.
Yes.
I have news. Jimmy the Helper Boy does not get instruction from you when he's Jimmy the Helper Boy.
No, well... That is
not the proper source.
If only it were that easy.
Okay. It's more like therapy. It's not really instruction. It's more like therapy.
We're getting him into the proper mindset.
Exactly.
It's more like the rapey.
Helper Boy, I need your help.
Yes.
Get ready. You'll hear that another 15 times today, and that's over a two-hour period. And you just need to work yourself up to the double that it will be while on the cruise.
Now, if it's any consolation, Jimmy, I've already heard from several people on the vessel that are joining us, listeners that are going to join us on this scuba cruise, who have offered their services to assist you on helping Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model.
Great.
I will help them.
I'll help her navigate the rapids.
That'll make me laugh.
Yeah, well, it's not really
you
that fun.
That, would you?
Yeah, well, I know, of course, I don't like heavy lifting, and just her shoe luggage alone,
oh, God,
will give you a hernia.
Greg, you are so right.
Yes, so thank goodness for Jimmy the Helper Boy and his newfound assistance on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. They I have no idea if they really.
Is it possible they don't understand that you don't?
It's very possible.
Not only do they not understand the level of commitment that Jimmy the Helper Boy has to make, but they don't really understand the compensation package. Because it's not what you think, is it, Jim?
It's pro bono.
Yes. He is a professional bono.
That's me, Sonny Bono.
Okay.
Watch out for that tree.
He's from New England, you know. There's really supposed to be an R at the end of that word.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it at
right.
that.
Yeah, that's about all you're going to get, I have a feeling.
Pro boner.
It will be fun. There's no question
it'll be
about
fun.
It. Wild dolphins.
They couldn't drag me away.
Yeah, well, they could. But then the boss would call you back into service.
Wild the dolphins couldn't drag... Yeah, never mind. Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, don't sing that to the little one. You don't want to traumatize
Greg, will
the
Kelly,
kid.
Will Kelly pray for dolphins this time and they'll just magically show up?
Very possible.
It's not magical.
Very possible.
That is the intervention of the Supreme Being.
She does seem to have some kind of strange power that when she says things, it just they just materialize right in front of her, you know?
Men have been making things happen for Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model as long as we've known her.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. How much did her scuba diving training cost? Just asking. Just throwing that out there. Round numbers. Can we round it to zero?
I think it's measured in pints of blood, Greg. Pints of blood.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a full report for you on that 2 weeks from today. Yeah. When we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2, it's going to be quite an adventure for sure. Now, on today's show, we got several things to cover, including a new film that's being is already out called The Cove. Now, it's about dolphins and the dolphin slaughter, believe it or not, that's been going on in Japan. I don't know if you've heard about this movie, but
no.
It's been getting all kinds of press and winning all kinds of like Sundance Film Festival awards and things like that. We're going to have on one of the executive producers from that film on today's show to tell us about how they got this film out and how what went into putting this thing on film. I've just seen the trailer myself, but it looks very impressive.
And was this the Stars trailer? This where they sat between takes?
Yes.
Because I know you saw that for your acting experience so far. You've been to the trailer.
Well,
they had a Gatorade.
They didn't have a trailer.
No?
It was more like a truck.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
They called it a trailer.
It was like a rental.
They were film guys. They called it a trailer.
Yeah.
I know.
Now, Greg, the Japanese should be very careful because dolphins are highly, highly intelligent, and rumor has it that they've actually been working on nuclear weapons.
So. The dolphins actually helped us with the atom bomb.
They did.
Which may be why the Japanese are so angry with them.
It could be. It could be a vendetta they've been holding against the dolphins for years, and this is what the film uncovers as payback. I'm not sure. But we're going to find out on today's show. There's a couple other movie news tidbits to share with you as well. Another
we've
film.
Become entertainment tonight for the
scuba
industry.
Well, last week I was offering my services to Halle Berry.
You are not the first one on this show to do that.
She didn't offer to service me in return. So I said, hey, screw you. Go find another sucker.
By that, of course, Greg meant acting lessons in exchange
wow,
for
Greg,
scuba
you're,
lessons.
You're a regular Mary Hart. Yeah.
So, so she's working on a film, but there's evidently a film that is just come out or just getting ready to come out, Bill.
What is the name of this thing? Here's the thing. Now, we are very Hollywood-centric here on this program.
Absolutely.
We really focus on movies that are made by the Hollywood insiders, but ours is not really the biggest film industry in the world. We think of it as, because we make the good movies, but really... The biggest film industry in the world is what's called Bollywood, out of India.
Yeah.
And every film has a cast of literally thousands. Every single friggin' movie out of India has 10,000 people dancing in sync. And there's a movie in the water coming up next here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the producer, Jimmy the Helper Boy in the studio today, talking movies. For divers, and so Bollywood's bigger than Hollywood in the sheer number of actual actors they have in these movies. Is that
right,
the deal?
Right. And their movies are really popular in Asia.
Okay. Now, see, I'm getting something mixed up because I thought Bollywood was just a bunch of country singers making movies.
That is true if the country you're talking about is India.
Wait, no.
That's Dollywood.
Dollywood.
You're thinking of Dollywood.
Oh,
yes.
That's right.
All right. And they don't make
movies
there.
That's right. They had big boobs, too.
You don't know, I'm Greg.
All right.
Yes.
So Bollywood is the Indian version of Hollywood.
Hollywood,
and way bigger.
It's bigger because of the people which they service.
Fat people.
No.
Oh.
It is. There are...
Bill's life is a lot like Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. No, it's a much bigger country, a much more populous country of of India, and also Indonesia is very populous, and the other countries of Southeast Asia. There's just more people there than there are in Europe and North America.
I can't understand why they would like those
movies. Because it's an Indian.
With all those, yeah, with all those subtitles, it would drive them crazy, though.
Yeah, I can understand why you would feel that way. There, I actually saw a four-hour movie about cricket called Lagan. Honest to goodness, I watched the first hour of it before I knew the movie was about cricket. There was no reference to the game of cricket in the first hour of this movie. And then they start with the cricket in hour two, and it turns out that the pivotal thing is in a game of cricket. But regardless, they've now made a movie about our favorite sport, scuba diving.
Right on.
And they did the right thing.
Yeah?
Former Miss Universe, Laura Dutta, is the star of this movie.
Yeah?
Yeah. This is the sort of thing where you should say, Papa likes. Because you are definitely gonna like.
Yeah, I saw the pictures online. And you know, all I can say is, Papa likes.
Most of the costuming in Bollywood films is, you know, traditional Indian costuming with the layered gowns. And it's very intricate and it's very colorful.
Right.
Yeah. I'm thinking in the water, she may not be wearing quite as much, and it's worth it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So just the fact that you know who's in this film, you want to see it, is what you're saying.
Yes, it's actually a movie which is called the Blue Movie. Now, where I come from, a blue movie might mean something a little bit different, but... Yeah. In this particular venue, it is about scuba diving. And in fact, the actors in the movie had to undertake a scuba diving training in Bangkok for the film. Which, by itself, is perhaps one of my favorite double entendre place names on the entire planet.
Second behind Lake Titicaca.
There we are.
Very good. So, the Blue Movie, filmed in Bangkok.
Yes.
Starring this universe.
In Bangkok. The training for it actually was done in Bangkok. The story is based on a shipwreck and treasure buried at the bottom of the sea.
Sounds like the deep. Yeah, into the blue.
Well, actually, it's
the Little Mermaid.
It's said to be inspired by the deep.
Ah, okay.
But it's a Bollywood film, so there are
subtitles.
Well, there's going to be subtitles, and there'll probably be some underwater dance number involving 10,000 extras.
Oh, that's nice.
It'll happen.
Okay. All right. So is that going to get a U.S. release too, or we're going to have to watch it on
YouTube?
It
is set to hit. It is set to hit the screens October 16th. You can find Bollywood films in the United States, but you have to look a little bit harder usually.
In the blue section at your local DVD retailer.
Well, okay. Maybe not. You'll probably get distracted if you go to the blue
section. What's it rated?
Section.
Does it say what it's going to be rated?
It does not have a listing, but traditionally, Bollywood films are rated G.
Really?
Yeah. That's traditional.
Hmm.
They're a relatively conservative country.
It sounded good until you mentioned that part.
She'll still be in a bathing suit, I think.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Or two.
G? A G-rated bathing suit? Nah, I'll pass. All right. Hanging around Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model,
not
too
doing
much.
It for you, huh?
Yeah. Here's another film a little closer to home.
Yeah.
Sharks 3D is finally making its debut here in our home base of Orlando, Florida, featuring Jean-Michel Cousteau and sharks filmed around the world.
Nice.
If you haven't seen it, check it out. Sharks 3D. Just do a Google search. And
you can use any search engine. It doesn't have to be Google.
Okay. You can do that as well. Sharks 3D. I'm going to go see it. Having in boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power
power claw latches. Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, that was our movie section of the show. We were just wrap that up, keep you up to date on the latest film development. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be shooting a lot of footage on our liveaboard trip with these wild dolphins. I'm very
excited.
Will
that be a blue movie?
It could
be. Ideally.
It could be. It won't be rated G, I can promise you that much.
There's that.
Knowing our past escapades on these liveaboard trips.
Well, aside from everything else, you know, dolphins are the only other species of animal that have sex for pleasure, they say.
God bless them.
So you could be making, you know, dirty, sexy dolphin movies. Dolphin porn, perhaps one of the most underexploited types
segments
of porn.
Segments of the blue section of DVD?
Yes.
Retailers, maybe. Who knows? You know, the thing is, this time I'm going to have some new underwater comm gear hooked up to the video camera so I can narrate what I am filming while it happens. That will be a first, it'll kind of kick it up a notch. So, you know, when I see the dolphins going at it, or Jimmy the Helper Boy and Flipper getting their freak on, I can actually give a play-by-play rendition live while it's happening. And
you know, as you say that, that doesn't seem like it's as much of an extra added value bonus as you might think.
Well, yeah, now that you put it that way,
yeah,
I guess it has its downsides.
Yes.
But you know, while it's happening, I won't really realize what's happening. You'll get that spontaneous reaction.
Oh, that'll be great.
As opposed to already
breaking
knowing
news.
What I filmed.
Yes.
And they'll like say, okay, the dolphin's coming up close to Jimmy. Oh my God! You can't really recreate that kind of magic when, you know, you're going back and reviewing the film.
You just created it without anything actually happening. What makes you think you couldn't recreate it? I've actually seen you. Your attention span is about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
You will forget everything you filmed.
What did you say?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
They're on me alone. Get this here up on the phone. Lord have mercy. How she even get them bitches on with that honky-tonk.
Hi, my name is Kelly. I am a model from Brazil.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
And I listen to the world of boating, the world's first radio show devoted to the boating enthusiasts. These guys rock, and they are very hot.
That honky-tonk, ba-donk-a-donk.
That's Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. She has our shows mixed up.
Honky-tonk,
but what's new? Whether it's the world of boating or scuba radio, it doesn't matter. Right now it's scuba radio, and she's Brazilian, and she wears a swimsuit, so she can do whatever the hell she wants, right?
You know, I would like to argue with you on that, but there really is no arguing with that. That's absolutely 100% true, and here's the beauty of that. She knows it.
Yes. This is true.
Greg, you are so right.
Yeah. I don't know. What is she? She had a different name for her chest. Actually,
I was saying you are. You're doing the international symbol for I don't have breasts, but I wish I did.
Exactly. She calls them bombs or something like
man
that.
Man bombs.
Yeah, because she says if I just point them at a guy, I get whatever I want.
Did she really say that?
She said that.
Okay, and, now here's...
And I wasn't going to argue with her.
Yeah. But okay, how could you?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, mm-hmm. without being really the world's biggest hypocrite, how could you possibly argue with her?
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hello.
We'll find out more about that, I guess, in a couple weeks when we broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer to live aboard with our scuba radio scuba cruise. It'll be a good time for sure. Now, you know, we talked a little bit about some new dive movies or dive-related things. We're going to talk to a guy from the Cove here in just a little bit here on the big show today, a new movie about dolphins and what's been going on in Japan. Quite an interesting story. Here's a warning that I actually got this week to contractors and commercial dive training programs. Warning. Beware of camera crews wanting to film a reality show using your dive operation. And basically what the guy's saying is that there's been some reality TV show crews or production companies that have approached these like commercial dive schools and things wanting to film a reality show. And, you know, the first thought is like, hey, that'd be great publicity. You kidding me? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. You know, spotlight our operation, the whole thing. And then evidently a couple of these operators have been getting burned because they've went and filmed the school. And then they picked up on some kind of behind the scenes three-way sex story of the students or something, or a student and a instructor getting their freak on when they shouldn't be, you know, that kind of thing. And it turned out to be not the kind of publicity that they were hoping to achieve for their dive operation. So a guy has started a campaign online to alert other dive operators of these unscrupulous reality show camera crews.
But wait, Greg, so you're saying this reality show was basically trying to get ratings with sex? I would have never seen that coming. I can't believe they fell for that.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah, but it's an interesting warning. You don't get those every day.
No, you do not.
Hey, that free publicity? You better think twice about
May
that.
May cost you.
Yeah. So we warned you. You know, you want to be on TV, that's great, but...
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles in just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 406. The following is more of a warning than a tip. Beware the fearsome King Kong. He is slowly terrorizing the sea floor at a rate of 2 inches every month.
Hey, that snail was about to charge.
To please the gods, we'd sacrifice a virgin, but we couldn't find any on our boat.
For 15 years, she kept her virginity. Not a bad record for this vicinity.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, a COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Jeff?
Going great, Greg. What are you up to?
Just checking a dive report.
Dive charter?
Stock market.
Ouch.
Yeah, well, it's the pain we're all feeling these days.
Yeah, but happily, it doesn't mean the end of diving.
That's the great part about water, water everywhere. Find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
You said it. I've talked to a lot of divers lately who aren't skipping a single dive. They're just enjoying them a little closer to home.
There's a lot of great diving to be done at a local level, even if you're not living in Florida.
That's a true statement. But just because you're diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
Do tell.
Even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you'd do if you were going on a trip.
Such as?
Start with the site. Think through what kind of dive you'll be doing and what the conditions will be. It might be a quarry with a significant depth or temperature challenges, or visibility that's a little different than you've seen in a while. You could be diving a lake where there are topographical conditions of which you need to be aware. Or maybe you're lucky enough to be living in a coastal region, in which case you need to be familiar with some of the specifics of shore diving and local marine life.
I see what you mean.
Every dive has a unique set of conditions you need to consider. Take some time to get a layout of the site, remind yourself about landmarks you'll use for navigation, what the potential hazards are, that sort of thing.
And once you've acquainted yourself with the site and plan to dive?
Go through your gear and make sure it's ready for it. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Do you have proper exposure protection? Are there any accessories you need, like a dive reel or dive light?
How about emergency procedures?
Absolutely, you should think about them. Are you familiar with the local procedures? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand, and do you know where it is? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency, or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date on your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
That's as important a piece as any. Are you physically fit enough to be diving? Are you mentally prepared to do the dive?
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
That's the truth. A common mistake a lot of divers make is that when they stay close to home and dive a familiar site, they get complacent. It's human nature, and we all get complacent from time to time, in and out of the water. But not taking the time to plan and prepare for a dive properly, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a bad day.
So the good news is that no matter what the economy is doing, there's no reason to quit diving. And the better news is that all the rules we apply when we do the travel and adventure diving still apply and keep us safe, even when we're in our own backyard.
And those are the kind of dives that'll make you happy every time.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, a little viewer mail to, to take with a grain of salt. Valentina has checked in once again. Left Coast correspondent, yes. Valentina, check her out at valentinasecret.com. She went on a dive boat yesterday, she emails, off of Huntington Beach there in California, and she saw her first nudibranch.
A nudibranch?
Yeah, first nudibranch.
Okay.
And she was so excited to see this sea slug.
Yeah. Nice.
It was called a Spanish Shawl. Shawl? S-H-A-W-L. Shawl?
Shawl.
Yeah.
Shawl.
About 1.5 inches long, but that's like 5 inches underwater. It looks like 5 inches. Trust me, I know. But the water temp was 61 degrees,
holy
visibility
cow,
just 5 feet, and the air temp
no wonder
was,
she was
a pleasant
excited.
72.
What? No wonder she was excited. It's 61 degrees. You can barely see anything because you're shivering so much.
Visibility's 5 feet.
5 feet. So if you stumble upon anything.
To distract you from the fact that you're freezing and you can't see your hand in front of your face.
You see an inch and a half long
slug. Oh, my God,
slug.
It's a nutty break! Wow!
Yeah. Oh.
It sounds like my neighbor's above ground pool out back.
We're pretty excited about being able to dive off of Florida here, I guess.
Yeah.
We're kind of snobbish.
We might be a little jaded. But hey, I'm glad she's excited, and we're excited for her.
Actually, she is actually my skincare consultant.
Is she still?
Yeah, she is.
That pasty white complexion, that's Valentina's secret?
No, it's not. No, it's how the skin feels. It's not the color.
Some people go diving at Zuma. He goes diving at eczema.
Ah, that makes much more sense now.
Yeah, I'm not allowed out in the sun. It's doctor's orders.
All right, fair enough. All right, Bill, did I tell you about my new toy yet? You see this shiny little contraption on my wrist?
I do see the thing on your wrist, but I didn't think that's what you're talking about. But
yes.
Go on.
This is
Eight AA batteries in with you today. That was a different toy, I assume.
Yeah. But this is the new Oceanic OC1.
Okay.
Which is a brand new...
I got an OCD. That's something different, though.
Okay. It's only a two-hour show.
Go on.
This is the OC1, the new dive watch computer from Oceanic. And this thing is air-integrated, wireless. I mean, it is a full-functioning dive computer that looks, I don't know, just a little bit thicker than a regular dive watch. And by the way, it tells time, too.
Son of a gun. Weren't you using it to make omelets last week?
You know what?
You're trying to figure out that function?
Exactly. I bet you there is a button on here that if you press it just right, it will make you an omelet. Because it literally is. Reading about what I've seen on it so far, it is truly impressive how much information they've gotten in this thing. It has a built-in electronic compass. It has a full-fledged dive watch with multiple gases, so if you're doing technical diving, this is a dive computer you can use.
If you go to Taco Bell before the dive, you can use the watch as well.
One of the cool things is it allows you to pick between different types of algorithms, dive algorithms, which sounds a little technical, and it is, but it's not hard to understand. There's two main algorithms that are used to form, like, the PADI dive tables and other types of, dive statistical things. I'll tell you after the break. Stay close. It's the OC1 from Oceanic. More coming up on it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really? I took a dive.
Well, if you have the OC1 from Oceanic, you're taking a dive in style. It's the hottest and latest technology to hit the dive market. I mean, these guys at Oceanic, I got to give them credit. You know, they did a data mask a couple years ago. That I still use that piece of equipment.
Yes.
And it's an impressive heads-up display mask that, actually, believe it or not, I'm not going to take it on our next trip because...
Can I have it?
No, you cannot. I'm going to play with this new one. And this one's wireless as well, just like the data mask is. So you have this little transmitter on your second stage regulator up there, by the tank valve, which transmits wirelessly to your dive computer and your data mask, or in the case of the OC1, to this dive watch dive computer, and gives you all the information like tank pressure, depth, and everything right there at a glance. Now, the cool thing about this OC1, say, God forbid if Jimmy the Helper Boy had one of these.
Uh-oh.
If he got one or one of the other dive computers from Oceanic, I can actually set my OC1 up to monitor his air supply.
Oh, wow.
So probably a good idea, Greg.
I can click a button and say, oh, Jimmy has, 2,500 PSI left, or Jimmy's about out of air.
Yeah,
Jimmy's not giving me PSI. Jimmy's not giving me the peace symbol. He only has 200 pounds left.
Right. So for a dive instructor, this is a very handy thing. But the other thing was this algorithm. Now, this is where they've really set a new standard for dive computers.
Here's what I don't understand. Is he the guy from, what is it? Is it Nirvana that algorithm started? I remember Al. I can't remember which band it was, though. Never mind. We'll move past it.
Yes, let's just move past that one. It was a feeble attempt at humor. And by now I'm used to them.
Thanks.
It's been how many, 12 years?
45.
You're due. You're due for one. But anyway,
it will be funny next week, I promise.
Oh yeah.
So this algorithm, they got two different algorithms you can choose from. One that's based on was used to create the PADI dive tables, which is very widely used. And then another algorithm that's a little bit more unique, that kind of works with other, more conservative dive computers. So if you got somebody who's diving one of them, you can switch this computer to that algorithm, and you guys will be in sync. So you're not way off base on your dive computer settings or decompression limits and that kind of thing. So it's a neat little feature. Kind of have to get in there and play with it a little bit, but I will have a lot of fun with that next week. You'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today. Hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.